little bit, and then he opened the door and let us, you know, touch him and prayed for him, and that was really awesome.
We didn't have an opportunity to pray for anybody until the last house. A gentleman named Earl answered, and we said, hi, Earl, we want to let you know that you are awesome, and God thinks that you are awesome. If there's anything on your mind or your heart that you would like us to pray about, we'd like to pray with you.
With the approach of prayer, people just seem to be very disarmed and more open, receptive.
I've already seen some confidence that now they can do this, and I'm encouraging them to really influence the people in their circle of influence. Just simply represent in love and in thoughtfulness and in approach.
We have a responsibility to our, especially to our family, to our neighbors and our community, that we need to share.
I look forward to going out again to be able to pray for them. And I think if you just give it a shot, try it once, I think you too will just find this just a freedom to share.
Praise God. Can you imagine what it would be like if even half of us took to heart the things that God has planted in our spirit in the last few weeks? And we really took serious the role that God has placed upon your life as an ambassador. You represent the kingdom of God. And when you get up out of the bed in the morning, your mission might be Nucor Steel. Your mission might be home life care. Your mission might be Carpenter Shop Church. Your mission might be Mayola Milk. Wherever you work, that's all good. But when you get up, your mission that has been assigned to you long before you ever took that job was to be Jesus to other people. Just love other people. I'd consider myself very indirect in my approach to sharing the gospel. I'm not in your face. I try to make it as gentle as I possibly can, and I just leave room for the Holy Spirit to take my thought and do work. I don't like just bold proclamation like that. Some of you may be surprised by that, but I just don't like to do that. I just like to establish a connection and then leave something powerful for the Holy Spirit to work on. Okay? That may be you. Whatever your style is, let's make a fresh commitment to engage people in spiritual conversations. I'm believing God to do incredible things. Could you, musicians, join me here? Let's just stand together. And I'm going to invite you to the altar. Those of you that could come, just come. I'm going to invite you just to come and stand in his presence. And I believe that God would just give you a download of just names. And my assignment for you today is to jot those names down, okay? Just jot those names down. People that you work with, you're concerned about. People that you rub shoulders with, you're concerned about their life. Jot their names down. And let's begin to pray for them, okay? Begin to pray for them. This morning, right here at this altar, begin to pray for those people. And then take a moment and pray for yourself, okay? Pray for yourself that you would be a willing agent to represent God's kingdom. Lord, open the door. If you open the doors for me where I can get connected with somebody this week. And if I do nothing but say, hey, you know, I had a great weekend. I hope you, what'd you do? I went to church. You ought to come with me sometime. Did you hear what I said? You ought to come with me sometime. That's a seed. That's a seed. You just dropped a seed. You ought to, oh, I don't know. I don't do church. Oh, come on. You'd love it. Our pastor's wonderful. You could tell him that. Okay? Our pastor's wonderful. Did you know I am wonderful? Did you know that? Did you know that you're wonderful? You are. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. And God is wonderful. Lewis, I might be wrong, but I believe Holy Ghost is doing something here. I really do. I believe God is doing something here. I believe he's doing something in our hearts. And I believe that you and I will take more serious the connections that God allow us to make. Hear those names. Hear the download that God gives you. Names, names, names. Write them down. Next week, I'm going to give you the bullets, okay? Next week, I'm going to give you the artillery. And you're going to have a good time sharing the gospel. I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited about it because I know that God is up to something. I believe that. I know he's up to something. And it's got to be good. I believe God wants to do it. Father, in Jesus' name, I just pray you touch your people today. Lord, I worship you. I declare your value today, Lord, in my life personally. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, God, for changing my life. Thank you for putting me on the solid rock a long time ago. And God, thank you that you're everlasting. You never failed me. Lord, you've never failed me. I failed you, but you have never failed me. You are perfect in all of your ways, Lord. And I just acknowledge that today. And God, I thank you that you're going to allow me, Wallace Phillips, to share your gospel with other people. Lord, I thank you for a download right now of names, people that I'm connected with, people that I do business with, the guy who fixes my car, changes my tires, whatever. God, I pray that you will connect me with people that I can share the gospel with. In Jesus' strong name, amen and amen. Come on, pray. Come on, seek God this morning. Seek God this morning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight, this Wednesday night, I'll just drop a little hint. We're going to be looking at Jesus awaiting till his enemies become his footstool. And our part that we need to play in this. Pastor asked me to share just a little bit about Mexico City. I've spent the past week there. 23 million people. Mexico City, I believe, is the third largest city in the world. What a powerful, powerful revival that is taking place there. I worked with a pastor there, a bishop more than a pastor. He's a pastor. He's a humble, humble man, but he's a bishop. He is an apostle. He's planted over 400 churches. They got churches of thousands, you know. I think they've got 40 or 50 churches just in Mexico City alone. He's been ministering for about 50 years. And we just had an awesome, awesome time. And God showed himself mighty. God really, really showed up. And they had been advertising and just going out and trying to bring in visitors for our meetings. And actually, they told their own church people, you need to stay home. Give room for the visitors. You go get them. You get them here. You drive them here. But this is about them. And every night, those first-time guests, I would say at least 90% of them got saved. First-time guest. Unreal. When I would call them forward, the seats were almost empty. Seats were almost empty. This is a job we can do. This is a job we can do. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I do give you praise. I thank you, Lord, for every opportunity to share the good news of Jesus with the lost. Help us right here in Ahoskie, right here in Hertford County, to do this mighty work that you, by your own hand, have put us together, to brought us here to this place at this time for the purposes of your kingdom. And let every one of us, every member of this body, do his part. Let nothing go lacking. Empower us. Give us boldness. Give us confidence that we are all called. And Lord, let us hear that on that wonderful, good, and faithful day that will happen. Enter into my rest. Well done. Have your way in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.